not knowing.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Whoa. Peace, peace, y'all. We back in the building. This is Cosmic Kev, a.k.a. Brother Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel Abarigani, Assalamu Alaikum. This is Montoya, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra. What up?
What up? And we are Collective Minds back in the building. It's Collective Minds where we all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. And hopefully we can come back to you to share some constructive dialogue with the family. Please give us a call. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. We definitely want to get everyone's opinion. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get started, as always, Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa, how was y'all week, and do y'all got any announcements for us?
Oh, I had a great week. No announcements. Just kind of like just a great week, just announcing the great week.
All right. Yes, indeed. We'll take that. My brother Mufasa, what you got?
Thanks.
And, did you have a good week, my brother?
Man, let me tell you, I had a horrible week. A horrible week.
Dang,
I've been in this class. I've been in this class Monday through Friday at a hotel, studying information from 8 to 5 and then trying to test from 5 till whenever I go to sleep. It was a horrible week. I'm so glad that it's over with. It took up the most of my time. Also, I didn't even get a chance to talk to y'all about this. But while I was down there, downtown taking my test, man, it was the Jehovah Witness conference going on at the convention center. It was a mass takeover. The Jehovah Witnesses.
Wow.
Came out, they showed up and showed out. So all I'm sitting here maneuvering and moving and grooving in this hotel for my class,
right.
I mean, I'm just seeing Jehovah Witness people just take over. They started, their conference wasn't until this weekend, but they started getting in town Monday. And like I say, my class was Monday. So they was partying. They was loud. We trying to, you know, study in our little room. You know, our little conference room, we could hear them outside kicking it, talking loud. The people who stayed at the hotel room that night said they heard the Jehovah Witness people up kicking it all night. They was partying. So, hey, shout out to the Jehovah Witnesses out there. Shout out to the Jehovah Witnesses out there. Hope y'all enjoyed y'all conference. But, man, hey, I didn't know y'all was so rowdy.
Oh, snap. Jehovah's Witness kicking it.
Kicking it hard.
Turning up and turning out. That's what's up.
About a thousand.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So, I do have a quick announcement, and this is really to my co-host, Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa. Just want to thank y'all for the consistency we have been putting in on this show. It's been every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? We all have families. We all have lives. We all have things to do. But, you know, it shows that, you know, we've been consistent and putting in this work every Sunday and, you know, dialoguing with the family. So are we coming up on 2 years or 3 years in January? That'd be
3.
Hello? That'd
3.
Be 3. Okay, yeah, yeah, that'd be 3 years. So we'll be coming up on 3 years. So I just want to give a shout-out to y'all for the consistency because, like I said, I do love these conversations we have. I do love the build, and like the Muslims say, if it's Allah's will, hopefully we can, you know, reach 5 years with this show and try to grow and get bigger and better. Because, like I said, I started off just wanting, you know, to have these conversations recorded, put it on air. But, you know, we want to grow the listeners and grow the fan base and all that stuff as well. But, you know, like I say, originally it started off as just a conversation between us. But now we got it recorded, we got it logged in, and we can share it with the family. So I just want to give a shout-out to y'all for that and
Thanks.
The legacy that Collective Lions has been putting in today, you know, or on
right
these
on,
Sundays
brother.
We've been putting in. So
yeah,
no doubt, no
right
doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt, no doubt. So Collective Lions, we are back. Now, this is a dynamic topic because I've been seeing a lot of back and forth. You know, on the internet, like I say, when a lot of these events happening, and if you've been paying attention the last few years, there's always a line that's been drawn in the sand, and people, you know, are forced to pick a side, and it's the same with this particular case right here. So today, family, we are talking about did Jay-Z / Roc Nation, did they sell out by doing a partnership with the NFL? Okay. Give us a call. Again, the number is 929-477-1697. We definitely want to get everybody's perspective. You know, we're going to be respectful, and we're going to dive into this topic and see what, you know, see what position and where everybody stands on this. So the question is, did Jay-Z sell out by doing a partnership with the NFL? So let me just lay the groundwork real quick, and then, you know, we'll let Raiju and Mufasa go, and then we'll get to the call lines. But, and this is according to the NFL website, it says Jay-Z's Roc Nation is entering a partnership with the NFL. I'm hearing some background noise. I don't know, you know, if somebody will mute their line. But I'm hearing some background noise. So this week, Roc Nation entered in a partnership with the NFL. And I'm going to just read some excerpts from the website just so we can be clear on what exactly they're trying to do. It says, as part of the agreement, Roc Nation will advise on the selection of artists for major NFL performances like the Super Bowl. A major component of the partnership will be to nurture and strengthen community through football and music, including through the NFL's Inspire Change Initiative. The NFL formally launched the Inspire Change Initiative in early 2019 after more than 2 years of work with NFL players with the goal of creating positive change in communities across the country. Through this initiative, NFL teams and the league office work with Players Coalition and other NFL players to support programs and initiatives that reduce barriers to opportunity with a focus on three priority areas: education and economic advancement, police and community relations, and criminal justice reform. Let me see. Okay, Carter said that the platform that the NFL provides speaks to the work in the community that the league and Roc Nation can do together. Okay, so I just wanted to put that out. That's a press release that's actually on the NFL website. And they also had a press conference, which I wish we had the audio for that because you would have to listen to the audio. You know, some people may have seen it, but the audio really does it justice. So I don't want to read what was said at the press concert. I mean, at the press conference. But in a nutshell, Jay-Z was asked some question. I think Charlamagne asked him a question of, that pertain to Kaepernick. You know, the whole thing started with Kaepernick kneeling, and that's how all this kind of came about. But Kaepernick wasn't at the table. So Charlamagne from the Breakfast Club was there. He asked the question. Jay-Z answered. Okay, and then another gentleman, a white gentleman, in fact, asked Jay-Z, would he take a knee? You know, hypothetically, I guess if he was playing, would he take a knee? And Jay went on to answer that question. So you would have to listen to the audio for yourself.
Did he
really,
answer it? I don't think he really answered
that, Exactly. And that's the point. He kind of answered with a question and kind of sidestepped and kind of his voice was cracking a little bit. So it was just kind of weird, you know what I'm saying, from my perspective. But
I don't know
we go
about
dive
that.
Into that, y'all. We go dive into it. So give us a call, family. This Collective Minds, we are talking about, did Jay-Z sell out by doing this deal with Roc Nation? So I guess we'll shoot it to Queen Rigel first. What are your thoughts on this partnership, and do you think Jay-Z sold out?
Well, it depends on your perspective as far as selling out. Now, if he is trying, like, and I think I may have mentioned this before, I really want to hear a little bit more about the, I guess, the plan and what his plan is. You know, if he's going to use this as an opportunity to actually help the community and be successful, then, I mean, some people may still call it a sellout, but if the end result is helping and legitimately helping, then, you know, I won't have an issue. I'll put it like that. If I mean, to me, for me to say that he actually sold out, if I learn or it comes to be true that he only did it just for himself, he didn't have any intent, any real intent to help the community and bring any type of awareness to the community, and he was just doing it without any care of the circumstances, the issues around Kaepernick and the NFL, the way that our community is being treated, the awareness that Kaepernick was trying to, bring light to. If Jay-Z just did that without any regards to that, it didn't matter, he didn't care, and he just was just doing it for the bag and for him, you know, his own personal gain, then, yeah, I would definitely consider that a sellout. But I don't know exactly what his full plan is. I still want to hear that. I don't know if that has actually been released yet, because just the clip that I heard, it was very brief and short and edited down. So I didn't hear the fullness of it. But I think for me that would be very important to know, because if he's actually taking a bad and turning into a good to help, then I won't necessarily say that he's a sellout per se. And even if I did want to just say, okay, yeah, he worked with them, our enemy, quote unquote, if you want to give him that title, but if he used that to actually help the community, then I won't have a problem with it. I won't have a problem with him selling out, if that's what we want to call him, a sellout. And I'm out.
Okay. And you're out. All right, no doubt. My brother Mufasa, what do you think? Did Jay-Z sell out by doing this deal with the NFL?
You know, I was talking about this with one of my NOI brothers earlier, and he said something that was really profound to me. And he said, How can Jay-Z as a billionaire sell out? We talking about a man that has overcome great obstacles to overcome and become a billionaire, a black billionaire. Now, people are trying to attack him for this move. Let's think about all the stuff he has done for the plight of black people. You know, I mean, no, let me not go there.
Brother, go there. One thing, go there. That's why we on the air. You got to go there. Just go there. Just go.
Yeah, you might as well go there.
Yeah, go there. Mm-hmm. This is why we got the show. Go there, my brother. Go.
When it comes to the
it
NFL.
It is what it is.
The NFL has empowered a tremendous amount of black people, has made millionaires out of hundreds, if not thousands, of black men, which has enabled them to generate financial wealth for their entire families, generations upon generations. You know, that's something that's needed in the black community is generational wealth. And a lot of these players have been able to do that working for their company, the NFL. So now I'm looking at this Inspire Change program that the NFL implemented, and it says the NFL Foundation continues funding social justice matching grants submitted by players, legends, and teams. Inspire Change focuses on three priority areas: education and economic advancement, police and community relations, criminal justice reform. Okay, Colin Kaepernick was working for this company, made millions to be able to go and do some of the things that he's doing now outside of football. He's basically become an activist. When he took a knee for this problem, he was taking a knee to bring awareness to criminal justice reform, police and community relations. I'll leave the education and economic advancement part out, but he took a knee to bring awareness to these things. Jay-Z said in the press conference, "Job well done." Colin Kaepernick did just that. And I totally agree with him when he says, after he brought the awareness, now it's time to do something. The NFL did something. It may not have been what everybody want, but the NFL did something. The players in the NFL did something. Jay-Z is paired up with them in order to do something. But you know what? It's always the something is never enough. For Negroes, it's never enough. What do you want the NFL? Do you want the NFL to give Colin his job back? This wasn't even about Colin playing football. The man took a knee to bring awareness to what was going on in the community. He did that. The NFL acknowledged that. They implemented the program. Jay-Z got with the program, and he's working with them to try to do something about what Colin brought awareness to. So I think we have lost focus on what this whole thing was about. Everybody tripping off of, well, Colin ain't got his job back. I don't even think Colin wants to play for the NFL again. He's doing what he's found passion in, and that's speaking out and going out and fighting, you know, the injustices that's in America. You don't hear Colin doing press conference about, I want my job back. He's not doing that. That brother has moved on to do big and better things. He did what he set out to do. The NFL acknowledged what he set out to do. They put a program into place. Jay-Z wants to be a part of that. I think it's an excellent thing, and something is better than nothing. And what he has done along with the NFL is a big something. We talking about people that's putting money into play. And let's be real. You can't get nothing done in this world these days without having some financial backings behind you. You know what I'm saying? We need them finances. We need the resources. So Jay-Z made a power move. And I think people just hating. People just hating because they'll never be satisfied with nothing. I'll stop right there.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's Collective Minds, y'all.
It is what it is.
That was Brother Mufasa Rock. We are talking about the Jay-Z sellout by doing a partnership with the NFL. Well, we'll get to the call lines here in 1 second. I do want to give my spiel real quick as far as the conversation is concerned, but give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. Okay. Now, this is Cosmic Kev speaking, so I want to get nothing confused. These are my views and my thoughts, right? So, did Jay-Z sell out by doing a partnership with the NFL? I say, yes, he did. And I think it's clear that he sold out. And I just point to the press conference. See, a billionaire can sell out. See, it's one thing to be a black billionaire in a room full of black people. But when you get in front of white people, how do you respond? What is your tone? What is your cadence? How do you speak? And Jay-Z was not showing power within that press conference. He was speaking from a subordinate position. Roger Goodell was silent, sitting back smiling, grinning, as he does. And Jay-Z was speaking from a subordinate position because he was stumbling and fumbling over his words. He didn't even answer the questions directly. See, we're too late in the game for them to still be using celebrity worship in order to undermine black people. So when you talk about the actionable, when Jay-Z was talking about, well, we got to look at the actionable items, the kneeling's over, it's time for action. What action are you doing, Jay? From what I see, they're using Jay's face to try to garner support from black people because, let's be real, the NFL has lost a lot of support. People have been clowning them. They've been looking like racist, the slave owners that they are. And a lot of black people have stopped watching or even stopped supporting in a lot of areas. So, you know, with that being said, this is not even about Kaepernick for me. You know what I'm saying? Even though I feel like he should have brought Kaepernick to the table, but that's neither here nor there. And then, two, he lied about speaking to Kaepernick about this. So in one breath a few months ago, he was clowning, Jay-Z that is, was clowning Travis Scott and others for performing at the Super Bowl just this past February. And then he released a statement saying, well, it wasn't about the Kaepernick thing. It was about that Travis Scott shouldn't play second fiddle to Maroon 5 or some type of explanation he gave as to why he didn't want Travis Scott to play at the Super Bowl. But then you turn around and go do a deal with these same people. And, you know, let's be clear. This is only window dressing. What I'm saying is we got to get out of this whole symbolism thing. And, you know, they put some celebrity on TV and talk about the cause and we just supposed to be cool. No, black Americans, foundational black people in this America have been getting the brunt of oppression, period. We are the most vulnerable group economically, socially, educationally, what have you. I mean, the list goes on and on. So we cannot use these celebrities to live vicariously through as if they're doing something. Jay-Z went out and got a bag for himself and Roc Nation, which is cool. If you about that, do your thing, but do not use the oppression, the systematic oppression. Don't use social injustice on the backs of black people as the reason for doing this. Because as we read the thing from the NFL, that's a lot of wordplay. That's a lot of word swords, and that's a lot of spinning that they're doing. You see what I'm saying? In my opinion. So I feel like as a black billionaire, yes, you can sell out. Because if you're a black billionaire, it should not be about the money. At this point, you should just be trying to get the bag. You should just be trying to empower your community if you're really about that. You know what I'm saying? That's if you're about that. If you're not, then just say you're not. You know what I'm saying? And I disagree. I don't think the NFL has really empowered black men. I think they've gave a lot of black men money. They've gave a lot of black men white women, because I've heard reports of when they go to these parties, they throw these white women at them and they get married to these white women. They transfer their wealth to other communities, because if the NFL was really doing something and these black men were really empowered, which, let's be real, the rosters on the NFL team, I think it's about, 1,500 players or so. So we're talking about a small percentage of people that even black people that are even in the NFL, and it's even smaller percentage that are millionaires. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these cats make $80,000, $100,000, $200,000, whatever, even though, you know, that's still good money to play a game. But let's be real, most of the players in the NFL are not making millions of dollars. So this has a small effect on the community as a whole, the black community, that is. You know what I'm saying? So I think Jay-Z has sold us out because they're using his face again to get support from the community. And he knows that. That's why he was fumbling and bumbling in the press conference. Like, that said a lot, and I wish people could hear the audio if they have not heard it, but that was not a position of power. He was trying to explain why he took this deal and why Kaepernick was not notified or even at the table or got wind of it, or why he wasn't told about this particular deal, because Jay-Z know this was a money grab. And like I said, if it's a money grab, then, hey, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? But don't do that on the backs of the people as if this is some type of victory for black people. It's not. We're dealing with the NFL. We're dealing with billionaire owners who donate to Trump. You know what I'm saying? We're dealing with a whole different thing. And this deal was particularly with the NFL. So the NFL and the owners can be, even though they're under the same umbrella, they're two different entities. Roger Goodell is the key commissioner of the NFL. He doesn't really have a big say as far as what the owners do. You know what I'm saying? It's all collaborative between the NFL, the owners, and the players association. Like, all that is under the same umbrella, but they're still like different entities, if that makes sense. So this deal with the NFL was just window dressing. It was to bring and get support, which we've seen this thing before, as far as them using black celebrities as if that's a victory for some type of social change and social cause, like they used to do back in the day with the black preacher. They would get the black preacher to calm down rebellions, to get the slaves in order, to, you know, make sure they would give them a bag and say, hey, look, get out there and tell the people that it's okay, that we're good people now. They can fall back. And this is what this is. This is nothing more, nothing less. And because the preacher doesn't have that type of pull in 2019 as he did back in the day, you use who? You use the most popular, most respected rapper in the game to calm the people down and say, look, the kneeling's over. Now what are we going to do? See, that's
all
the thing.
Right, hold up.
Hold on real quick. And what he's doing is repeating. That's what Roger Goodell and
what
the NFL
is
saying. He's repeating what they're saying. They're saying, okay, we kneeled and this and that, so what are we going to do? So he went out there and basically was a puppet for what they said. You dig what I'm saying? So, I mean, we got to be real about this. We love Jay. He's still our brother. The brother can rap. He makes good music. He's done some good things as far as bailing people out, made a few documentaries, got lawyers for folks. Okay, but this move, and there's some other questionable moves, that kind of offsets what he's doing. And to me, he's playing both sides of the field. You dig what I'm saying? And I'm going to leave it right there for now. But give us a call, family. I'm going to let you guys, if y'all want to respond, and then we can go to the call line.
I mean, I got to respond to just a couple things. Because,
yes, sir.
Like I said, the NFL implemented a program, you read about it, I read about it, called Inspire Change, which focuses on education and economic advancement, police and community relations, criminal justice reform. This deal that Jay-Z has tied himself into wraps him in that. That's a part of him getting this deal that wraps him in with that program. That will trickle down to the community.
Sir.
That's what I mean.
It's too late. It's too late.
I mean, you don't want to believe it.
No.
I mean, you don't want
right.
to believe it. What do you want to see? Let me ask
but
you a question. What would you rather see? What do you want to see the NFL do? Because to me, it seems like it's clearly like the issue is NFL. That's why you saying that, you know, you feel that Jay-Z sold out by partnering with the NFL. So the issue is with the NFL. So what is it that you wanted to see from the NFL?
First off, not colluding, because this all started because they colluded to keep Kaepernick out of a job. That's number one. That there was nothing illegal about standing. There was no rule in place. About kneeling. There was no rule in place. So for them to take a cue from Trump, remember, Trump came out and said, them SOBs should stand and blah, blah, blah. They should just be kicked off the field and this and that. So they took that cue to basically white ball Colin. So they need to admit, which they probably wouldn't, but it would be a good step, in my opinion, for them to admit their wrongdoing, admit that they've been behaving like slave owners. You dig what
so
I'm saying?
So this is about Colin kneeling. You're saying that kneeled, you feel like they colluded against him. Is that what you said?
Right. So then in turn, you can use some of that NFL money to really make change in the community. Because when you read that stuff on paper, it sounds good, but what actually are you doing with this community initiative change? Because we talk about donating to Boys Club and you having these football camps with the youth and all this type of things. Yeah, all that's fine and dandy, but the foundation of Black Americans are in a position where it's time out. It's too late in the game for all that window dressing. That amounts to nothing. You
so
see
what
you saying?
Want to see the NFL outside of Kaepernick? What you want
drop
to see the NFL
more,
do with their funds?
Exactly. Drop some more resources in the community. I mean, the list is long. Like, you can drop resources for people, for Black people. I'm talking specifically for Black people, because as we know, 60% to 70% of their product on the field are Black people who come from foundational Black communities. You dig what I'm saying? Drop some resources in these communities, build up these communities, start loan program. Like that. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go on with this, and the NFL knows that they could drop some funds in these areas to help Black people.
Let me add this real quick before you go to the call line, Roger. Do you know that how many other players kneeled besides Colin Kaepernick? You know Eric Reed was a player that kneeled.
Exactly.
He still has a job.
He's still playing. Right.
Marshawn Lynch never stood for the anthem. He played till he retired. It was a lot of players that still kneeled and nothing went down. See, with Colin's situation, and even Colin – was offered three other jobs or had opportunities to play for three other teams since this happened. The opportunities
right.
in the hands was reached out. But like I said,
right.
I believe Colin has found another platform that he wants to do. His social reform or attacking social injustice, I think that's bigger for him now than playing for the NFL. So, I mean, we can't fault the NFL. That's because The whole league didn't open the door to this man to give a job. Like I say, other players protested. They didn't lose their jobs. And like I said,
so why
other job opportunities were issues to Colin.
Right.
Why did he lose his?
He lost his job with the 49ers, which people don't want to agree with, but because the dude wasn't playing. He wasn't playing good. He took the team to – now, we'll talk a little football real quick. He took the team to the Super Bowl, but Colin's skill set is basically a running quarterback. He was never that great. So, I mean, after teams figured out what he was strong at, his accuracy and all that was never his forte. So teams know how to make up for that. So he lost by his performance on the field, one. But then when you add that to what comes along now with the distractions of now media people want to ask Colin constantly about, you know, are you going to kneel down? The media stirred and
spiraled all this stuff up out of control because players was doing their thing before Colin. Colin was, when he did what he did, a reporter asked him why. He spoke out on it, and the media took that and blew it up. But the NFL didn't have no problems before that. So when the media blew it up, now they pitted, people against each other, which, you know, that's what the media always do in everything. So now they made a big deal of it. Now you got people who say, dang, well, I don't agree with nobody kneeling for the anthem. They don't look at that as right. Y'all people that feel it is right, and they arguing about it. When, I mean, really, they make it really wasn't all that big of a deal. It's just the media made it into a big deal.
So you're telling me that they were already kneeling before Kaepernick?
Yes.
No,
players already. I just told you about him.
He wasn't kneeling. No, Marshawn was not kneeling, though.
No, he didn't kneel. He just didn't even stand, period. He totally sat down.
Right.
He totally sat down. He never, there's a lot of players that never stood for the national anthem.
Right.
So that's
there,
what
I mean,
that
was
there. And then I don't even want to go too deep into that because the whole thing is Colin ain't even trying to play for the NFL no more. And the man was offered three other jobs after that. So,
but,
I mean, why are we still bashing the NFL for they reached out to the man. I mean, what they supposed to do? He just one man. He just one, and he not even a great player. He just one okay player.
Okay.
I mean, what they supposed to do, bend over and kiss his butt?
The NFL is being bashed for being the slave owners or acting like slave owners. That's why they're being bashed from me. Right, you
acting
have
like slave owners.
Acting like slave. Now here's the deal. Because here's
what
the
about
thing.
Other slaves?
Remember,
they still working.
Remember, Jerry Jones donated $1 million to Trump. Robert McNair of the Houston Texans donated $1 million. Shahid Khan donated $1 million. Stan Kroenke donated $1 million. These are people who are donating to Trump.
What that mean?
That means that they're donating to a person who is, in my opinion, a racist, and he's been called racist from other people, who undermines black people. You know what I'm saying? They're
so
donating
just because they donated to a presidential candidate they wanted to donate money to. I mean, that's their choice to support Trump if they want to. That's their choice. But to equate that, to equate that to people, you know, and I really hate that term that people say these players are slaves because they're not forced to play this game. They do this because they want to do it, and they get paid well for doing it. A slave didn't have a choice in the matter. So, I mean, you trial for a team, you get on the team, you get paid for your services. That's a job. That's not no slavery. Why people keep saying that?
Because you don't own your likeness. I mean, there's just a lot of things that go in with that. But like I say, we know that the NFL, and I hate to say this, but the NFL is a coon factory. They produce a lot of coons that come on TV.
The coon factory.
Yes, it is a coon factory because these black men do not speak out.
It is what it is.
These are the people.
So Colin is a coon.
No, what I'm telling you is a lot of these players, see, Colin went out on a limb and, you know, he brought awareness to a situation that he felt strong about.
That's right, he
at
did.
At the time, there's a lot of things that was going on that led up to this. So we have black men in what you say, powerful positions, that are not speaking out. All they want to do is put their head down and run the football. It's too late in the game when you come from these particular communities that are being violated. How are you coming from these communities that are being violated, but you can't speak on the issue? But you got all this money and quote-unquote power, but your boss say you can't speak on it. Just put your head down and run this ball. Like,
I mean, it's a whole lot of people that's like that. I mean, it's a whole lot of people that's like that.
We're talking about influential people who are on TV nightly, weekly. We're talking about people who like I said, have influence. I wouldn't give them power. I would say they do wield some type of influence in their field. You know what I'm saying? So
if your job told you, so if you was making $500,000-$600,000 a year at your job, and they say, you know, Kevin, you know, we want to keep you on, we love your work, but you know, the rhetoric that you do on Collective Minds is, and you know, it's just a bit much. You know, we don't like that. You know, you're tied in with us. You know, say you was on here giving your name and you shout out to your job, and your job say, look, we don't want you to do that. You gonna tell the job, no, I'm gonna keep doing it, or you gonna go ahead and say, well, you know what, you know, I need this $500 salary yearly, I'm gonna go ahead and do what they say. Which one you gonna do?
We gonna have a conversation, because I want to know what specifically am I saying. So we gonna get down to the truth. And if we can't come
to an
agreement,
then
we would have to part ways. If I'm speaking the truth, what I feel is the truth, and you're telling me I can't speak the truth, then we're gonna have to part ways.
I'm gonna take that $500,000. I'm gonna take that $500,000 for about another year or two. Another year or two. And then I'm gonna build my own brand. I'm gonna take that $500,000 for another year or two.
And then
I'll be thinking about how I'm
gonna call and say, I ain't gonna be able to talk about that guys no more.
I can't talk about exactly. Like, that don't even make
sense.
Damn
right.
You're not even being known. But that's not what
I'm telling. But see, y'all ain't hearing. But see, you're not hearing me out, though. But you ain't hearing me out. I'm going to take that money for a certain time period. But I'm going to take that money and I'm going to use it to do something different so I can tell them arrivederci.
It is what it is.
If I'm taking their money and I can use that money at that time to do better for myself and my community, I think it's best for me to go ahead and abide by what they ask me, continue to get, like you said, the bag, and take that bag money and use it like what Colin did. Colin took his bag and he went off and did other things. That's why I say the brother, he don't even want to come play for the NFL no more. He made enough money to separate from the NFL and go do what he need to do. You know, and that's what I would do. I would do the same. I ain't
right,
gonna keep
right,
on
right.
trying to argue with them in their house. I'm gonna take their money and I'm gonna bounce.
Right, but this particular conversation, I stated like from the beginning, it wasn't really about Kaepernick. I'm looking at Jay-Z being used by the NFL and these owners. Look at the NFL.
No.
He's being used by these
owners. I'll wait to say something about that later. I'm gonna hold off on that used thing, but I wrote that down. I'm remember. I gotta come back to that.
Yeah, remember that. Remember that. So,
okay.
Let's hit the call line. See what's up with the fam.
Okay. Let's take area code 314-605. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a comment. I just want to appreciate being able to participate in this call. And I didn't hear everything that's been stated, but I just wanted to say, first, I think it goes beyond, and I think it's evident by the conversation, that it goes beyond Jay-Z and Colin Kaepernick.
I am
at an event right now where we have a prosecutor at this event in St. Louis who is about to speak. And she's a prosecutor that was funded by a billionaire by the name of George Soros. He is a Hungarian-born billionaire, right?
Right.
And
right.
He funded these prosecutors all over the country. And he came into Ferguson along with the Ford Foundation and other billionaires, and he dumped a lot of money into Ferguson. And what happened was he took this struggle that was a grassroots struggle from young, poor, working class, young black people on Canfield Drive. He took it out of their hands. He created this commission. He funded a prosecutor, several prosecutors, and a whole leadership structure to take the struggle out of the hands of these people and to translate it into a potentially radical militant movement and created a reformist-based civil rights agenda. Kwame Nkrumah, the first president of the newly independent Ghana, he coined the term neo-colonialism. And we, my organization, African People's Socialist Party, we refer to neo-colonialism as white power and blackface. It is a technique, part of what is referred to as counterinsurgency. Whenever you have any kind of revolutionary, potentially revolutionary, or any uprising that may threaten the status quo, the imperialist powers have learned a technique whereby they strategically fund, partner with, promote, et cetera, a sector of the black community that can become the leadership class over whatever potential movement is growing on the ground. And it's always a reformist-based movement, and it always works for the advantage of a small, tiny sector of the black community at the expense of the entire black community. You saw Eisenhower do it when he overthrew Lumumba. You saw Kennedy do it when he created this entity in South Vietnam that they ended up having to murder because he was incompetent, even though he was a puppet. And that's what Malcolm was referring to when he said the chickens coming home to roost when Kennedy was shot, when the head was blown off. We saw it among the Mau Mau, who led this incredible movement in Kenya when they funded Jomo Kenyatta when he got out of jail and lifted him up and made him the new leadership because he was more compliant, because he had a stake in the system, and the Mau Mau did not have a stake in the system. They came for the heads of the British. So you have this counterinsurgency methodology that our oppressors have learned, and that was part of what I heard Brother Kevin talking about with, you know, using the slave analogy, and that's what Malcolm was referring to when he talked about the house slave and the field slave. He was using the language of the people to talk about the same phenomenon. It's called neo-colonialism, and it is an opportunity to take an issue, which we're talking about police violence, right? Police violence is not something that comes into existence because of a lack of reform. Police violence against African people, it comes into existence because you have a society split along class lines where people who identify themselves as white live at the expense of the African community. And the police force function to ensure that their relationship is never fundamentally overturned. That's why they were all in Ferguson with tanks and the FBI agents. That's why the police exist. And so that's why they occupy our communities. That's why police represent the highest expense in the black community in St. Louis, at least. So that's the fundamental question. And what Jay-Z has done, despite whatever his intentions might be, and the way he has been used and allowed himself to be used, is to take a issue that could potentially that affects the entire African community, not potentially, that affects the entire black community. And he has created an opportunity for himself, his family, and at best a small sector of the black community. And what will happen is this this struggle, this potential struggle, will get muted. You know, so we'll put a muzzle on it. And now the issue of police functioning as a colonial occupying force will get drowned, and that message will never be heard again because a reform has taken its place. So this is what we refer to as neocolonialism, and the people who function in this way are what we refer to as the black petty bourgeoisie. It is a counterinsurgency technique utilized to ensure that the system is never stressed enough that it will be overturned.
Yes, sir. Thank you, caller. Man, we appreciate
Thank
that.
You,
thank you, caller.
Hey,
yes,
brother.
Indeed.
But before the caller go, I wanted to ask him the name of the committee that he's with, of the organization that he's with.
Yeah, I appreciate that because I would be remiss if I wouldn't say that.
Yes,
I represent the African People's Socialist Party.
Okay.
And the Black
Power. Appreciate that, caller. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
So,
hey, thank you. Thank you for your work, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we appreciate it. Now, look, because black people, we're as a group, we're going to have to learn. These are old tactics that have been used over and over again. And like the caller said, this is white supremacy in black face. Like, when are we going to learn that they can use our celebrity worship against us? Because Jay-Z is the man, he's the GOAT, he's the God MC, blah, blah, blah. And they're using him to stifle this movement. And like Neely Fuller says, the white supremacists take both sides of the argument. And we cannot let these people pick our leaders. We know what happens when they pick our leaders. We have to be leaders in our own right and start these grassroots movement and move the needle ourselves and not have them pick celebrities because they can rap or throw a ball to be our leader.
You know,
no, it's too late in the game
hey,
for that. Too late
brother,
in the game.
Brother Kid, I have to say this, and I appreciate everything the caller said and what you said, but the issue is also Jay-Z ain't been grassroots for years. The NFL is not grassroots. So whatever Jay-Z and the NFL is going to do, they're going to do. The people, if you want to make this change and continue to do this thing, then the people need to come together. People in the communities need to come together to move and make the changes that we need to make. But see, the problem is we don't want to do that. We want to sit up here and we saying Jay-Z can sabotage this movie. We don't need Jay-Z. Let Jay-Z and NFL do what they're going to do, whatever little bit they're going to do or a lot of bit, let them do it. Now, if we come together in our communities like we're supposed to and take our communities over, then now we're getting somewhere. But Jay-Z don't move me to the left or right. You know what I'm saying? He shouldn't move none of us on a grassroots level. We should continue to do what we're supposed to do for our communities. Get out in the communities. Get out, talk to the people. Get out, feed the people. You know
right.
what I'm saying? That's, these are the things we're
yeah,
supposed
agreed.
To do. So Jay-Z can't jack. He can't hijack nothing. Them bougie folks who is them bougie people that's following Jay-Z. I mean, come on, they're not out in
the
street.
Here's the thing though, because economically as a base. We know that black people don't really have the funds. So, yes, he can hijack something. Be just like the caller said, George Soros hijacked the Ferguson movement. They put money in there. They hired people. They got gays and lesbians and all type of groups to start Black
I'm
Lives
glad
Matter
you said
and
that.
These other defunct groups. So, yes, they can
I'm glad
hijack
you said
them.
That.
Even though
I'm
the
glad
people
you
can
said.
Speak out, which is what they're doing now, but when they have the resources and the funds, they can hijack a movement. That's just bottom line.
I'm glad you said that. I'm going to be real quick on this so we don't get off subject.
Yeah, and then
but
we'll
see,
get to
that's
the
why, But see,
yeah,
that's why I always say, that's why I always say that it's so important for our people to take the medicine. As y'all know, I'm a representative of the Nation of Islam. And I say that's why our people need to take the medicine and follow the teachings of Elijah and people like Marcus Garvey. Because if we buy in to those teachings, we'll know how to react. And so whatever Soros bring, whatever these people do to try to throw us off, we know how to act, how to be accordingly. Soros can only touch coons and sellout type people who gonna do what they gonna do. When you take the medicine and you get your mind trained according to how it's supposed to go, you don't buy into that. You don't fall for those traps. But see, when you try to get the people to do that, when you try to get the people to do that, they don't want to do it. They don't want to hear that. So they fall for the foolishness. They fall for the trickery. They come along with
right.
people this, like Soros and the Black Lives Matter movement and all that.
Brother,
these are people you don't really want. These are people you don't want to deal with anyway. These are the same type of people that will get in your organization and will turn it inside out. Black people will corrupt and destroy your organization if they do
right.
not change their outlook on life. If they don't change their brain, they will come into your community and they will tear it up from the inside out. They will destroy it. Until these
this
people start changing
deal,
their mindset, they are detriments.
Right, brother. This Jay-Z deal is part of that foolishness you're talking about. This is what we're telling you. They're using Jay-Z as one of those, I don't want to call the man a coon, but they're using him as a black face to promote.
They're using him to do what?
What are they using him to do?
To stifle a movement, to calm
How?
Down, to get support from blacks.
How?
They're using Jay-Z's
Before
political
you answer that, let's get
some capital.
Before
I'm telling you,
answer
they're
that,
using his social capital. Yeah, let's get to the call. Go ahead.
Okay, let's leave that there. Okay. Area code 315-767. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. And let's make this really quick so we can try to get to the call lines. You're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
Hey, what's going on, Collective Minds? This is Brother Zen again.
Peace, Brother Zen.
I was listening. Mustafa called me a little bit early and asked me about this, and I don't have much information on it because, for one, I'm not into sports, and two, I ain't into rap music. So, it's not that I'm not into rap music. I'm just not into it anymore because it doesn't suit the lifestyle I'm trying to lead.
I'm trying
to lead a productive lifestyle. It doesn't involve a bunch of listening to people say stupid stuff over, music.
Right.
But back in the day, I did like some Jay-Z when I was younger, and I didn't know no better.
Right, I did
so,
that.
But,
yes, indeed.
But right now, with what I'm hearing now, Jay-Z came from the bottom. He made some money. Jay-Z has money.
Right.
And it's Jay-Z's money.
That's fact.
And what Jay-Z does with Jay-Z's money is Jay-Z's business. It's nice that he came out and told everybody what he wanted to tell them, but I also hear what you're saying, Kev, that if he's saying things that you feel that are disingenuous, instead of just saying, hey, I'm about to make me some money, I made me some money.
There
if
you
go. Saying, he's saying other stuff to make everybody feel good about him making money. He shouldn't care what other people think about him making money. It's his money. He should just make
there
his money, make his deal, and go on about his business. He doesn't have to make all these excuses. But so if he's pandering, I can understand you being upset by that.
There
but
you
at
go.
The same
Appreciate
time, it is Jay-Z's money, and Jay-Z. And then another thing is, I want to know how I sign up for slavery for the NFL because, man, they play their slaves good. I want to join that.
And I'm signed up too.
Yeah, I won't be.
All right.
I need to be that slave.
All right,
thanks
right
for
over. Then. Hold
thanks
on, before
call.
We get to the call, the other call is if you're calling me,
slavery paying good, dude.
We're talking about. Did Jay-Z sell out by doing a deal with the NFL? If you just joined us, give us a call, 929-477-1697. Go ahead, Roger.
Okay. And I do want to say this, though, because he made a good point as well, what you guys were saying. It's not necessary for him to come out and say anything and give a speech and explanation. Just do your thing. He didn't, it's PR. So that does kind of make you wonder. That's where the question mark is.
But
it's like, just do your thing.
Exactly. And the NFL the NFL wanted this out there because they partnered with him in order to get the support back that they've been lacking these last few years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why they got Jay-Z. That's why you get a black face to bring in the people.
I disagree, but I
mean, it's clear, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Area code 314-616. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or comment?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. I'm hearing some background noise from somebody. If you could mute your line if you're not speaking, please.
I think it's the caller.
Okay.
That's not me. Can you guys hear me?
Okay. Yeah, there you go. We got it loud and clear.
Yeah. I want to be real brief. I know this is a definitely layered, intricate conversation, and hopefully we can continue it to a part two next week, just dealing with the type of situation in general. But, I'm not moved by Jay-Z anymore or any of these other so-called celebrities or black leaders, because when you distinguish the difference between black capitalists and black nationalists, you understand why he's at the table with his enemies. And when
right.
you look at the clip,
that's right.
at how comfortable Roger Goodell and the other people look, when they look comfortable,
exactly.
I kind of did a comparison, and I think it kind of goes to what the other caller said a couple calls ago, of his move versus Akon's move. See, Akon, he was doing something that was going to be in the best interest of African people, even though You know, I heard that he got a half a billion dollar line of credit
with the Chinese.
The Chinese, with
the Chinese,
set you up for neo-colonialism. But you know, the only thing I agree with Jay-Z is when he said that we're past kneeling. Yes, we're past kneeling because, you know, if we're past kneeling, we understand that we have to do what's in
right.
the best interest for black people and black
right.
people only. I don't care about, you know, who's getting an NFL deal or basketball contracts or whatever. And so until we get to the point where we're walking away from the game because they need us, we don't need them, then, you know, like these kind of discussions won't even be that important to us. But, you know, with the whole Jay-Z thing, I mean, like, it's a wishy-washy situation because last year you were saying one thing, now this year you're saying something else. So my question is, the contract, whatever kind of paycheck he's getting, you know, what is it going to do for black people? Is it going to get us employment? Because, like, you know, you look at it like with the Akon deal, the Chinese deal was in the best interest of Chinese people. They provide
mm-hmm.
loans, they get the contracts, you know, that kind of thing. So does this partial ownership or whatever it is that you're getting, what is it doing for African people? How is it changing our outlook? Because we have to be in a situation right now where entertainment should even be on our mind. You know, we have no military,
right.
we have no hospitals. So, like, you know, with all these checks that are being cut, how is it building the lives of black people who are suffering and really we're in survival mode? So when we can have
right.
that kind of conversation, then we're going somewhere.
Right.
But, you know, who's getting the best TV deal or rap contract, that matters not. Because if your check is being cut by your enemy, then he's the person that's controlling what you can and can't do.
Hey, let me
right.
say this
no.
to the caller right now. This is one thing that I think we should be doing, you know, just me, yourself, you know, everybody listen. This is something we should do because we know that this deal, like I said earlier, ties Jay-Z into the NFL's program, Inspire Change. And on surface level, on their website, this Inspire Change is supposed to be about education and economic advancement, police and community
mm.
relations, and criminal justice reform. These
mm.
are the three issues that they say that they want to deal with, and Jay-Z is now tied into that. So I look at it as instead of before we bash Jay-Z, we need to see if this deal and his tie-in with those three bullet points of what Inspire Change is going to do, just like how we're supposed to look at these so-called politicians and make sure that they're doing their deal, we need to make sure Inspire for Change and Jay-Z is doing what they openly said right here on their website. They openly
right.
are saying that this is what they're about. So Jay-Z is a billionaire businessman for a reason. And he also has, you know, like I say, come from the bottom to the top. Before we bash him and call him a sellout, why don't we make sure or investigate and watch and see what is going on
no.
with this Inspire for Change?
Sir, the reason why we
I mean,
don't
you
want
just,
to do
I mean,
that
you just
is because,
don't
ball,
you don't even want to give it a chance. You don't even want you just going to ball it up and throw it away without even seeing what it's about, without
yeah,
even seeing what it's about.
My brother Mufasa, because history is the best teacher. How many times are we going to deal with these people, sit at their table, and think that they're
oh.
going to honor what they say? And you're Mr. Separation,
like,
but you want to give them another
chance. So when I say separate, so when I say we should separate, we can't see that. We don't.
No.
We can't see it. When I say we should separate, we have a problem with that. That can't be done.
But now
we want to separate. But when I say
no,
separate, weeks ago,
no.
When I said that, people looked at me and said I was crazy.
How do you
now
go
we talking about separate?
How do you go from
so it don't look like nobody wants to separate.
No,
we don't
listen,
want to
brother.
Separate. We don't
want
to separate. So since we're not going to separate, we might as well go ahead and look into this program and see what this program is going to do. Because we ain't ready
no.
for separation. When I brought that
no.
up, I was looked at like I'm crazy. That ain't going to work. So that's
so
that people, so black people need to go ahead and look in to this program with my air marks and with my air quotations in the sky.
Right.
Look at this program and see what it do
right.
for to benefit black people in the community.
It's, It's too late. No, brother. Listen, here's the thing.
So now we're ready to separate.
Listen, I started this show. The line is being drawn, and this is another line. The line is being drawn between the black people who wants to sit at the table, who wants to have one black representative at the table with these people, versus the people who want to flip the table over and do their own thing. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference. Do you want to sit at the table, or do you want to be like, F your table, we going to do our own thing? And by Jay-Z being a quote-unquote billionaire, which that's even questionable, he has the power to do his own thing. Now, what he did...
But you know what he know? But you know what he know?
He chose to take a subordinate seat. If you're a black billionaire,
but guess
why
what
you concerned with offending white people? Like, he wasn't even He wasn't even talking like a strong boss, billionaire boss.
I'm going to tell you what Jay-Z know.
Talking like a subordinate.
I'm going to tell you what Jay-Z know. Jay-Z know that he could say that right now. He could say, I'm going to take my billionaire money and I'm going to step out and try to do my own thing. You know what Jay-Z know? Black people ain't going to support it, and it's going to fall and crumble. He knows this. You know it. We don't support our own.
No,
you're going to sit here and tell the tale that we do? You're going to We don't. I would love for us to separate and do our own thing. But we still sick, brother. We are still sick.
Because
we are still sick. Like you said, we are still sick.
Black people are the ones who made Jay-Z a millionaire so he can become a billionaire. Black people are the one who bought his albums, went to his concerts, bought Cristal, all the things that he supports. Black people are the ones who did that.
Hey,
brother.
But guess what? Black people couldn't give Colin Kaepernick his job back.
Because we don't own any teams, which is part of the problem.
And if we do own a team, and when we do own a team, in order to pay the salaries of them players the same type of money that they get at the NFL, guess what? The tickets got to be a little bit high. And what's the first thing we going to say? We can't afford that. We can't afford why Jay-Z tickets got to be so high? We can't afford that. Look, it hurts. I hate to say it, but that's the crap that we do as a people. We're not going to go and spend a $50, $60, $100 at that game. It might be a very small percent of us that do, but the community as a whole ain't going to embrace that yet. I'm just talking about right now.
The community as a whole don't have it like that either.
Of course. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But I don't want to go into the calls. I don't want to get too far on my rant.
Thanks for calling in, Carla. Yeah. I know.
Carla. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in.
I'm going to set up, y'all.
No, it's all good. Area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I got a couple comments. First of all, to Kevin, talking about the NFL and sports is slavery, bullshit. They get paid millions of dollars, and you talking about how they're controlled and how they act. When they sign that contract, they also signed a code of conduct. So when they go out and doing what they're doing, slapping their wives, they get in trouble for that. They lose their jobs for that. But they sign on a code of conduct. That's just like when you play high school sports. You sign on with that contract. You agree to keep your grades up, and your behavior. The main thing is to keep your grades and stuff up and stay out of trouble. Because either one of those two things, you're off the team.
Right.
And these guys
so you
are getting paid millions of dollars to catch a ball.
So you can't speak your mind. You can't speak how you feel. That's what you're saying.
That's how I feel.
No, I'm saying if you're under a contract with
and everybody mad at Jay-Z, and y'all want to talk shit about Jay-Z and his money, it sounds like black folks are mad because Jay-Z ain't signing, giving them a check. And also, these NFL players, they also have to do so many hours of community service. So NFL is not slavery.
Ooh, that kind of hurt. Jay-Z ain't giving them a check. Ooh, that's hurtful.
Black folks, and you talk about like Trey said, $100 for a ticket. I can barely get $5 out of black folks just to come into a party.
Facts.
I can barely get $5 from black folks to come into a party. Do you think they're going to pay me $100 for football tickets?
No.
Good luck with that one.
Good point, Colin.
Okay, yes, indeed, Colin.
You can barely get black people. We got several progressive black organizations around
this
town.
To jumping on black people, though. We're not going to turn this into jumping
several,
on black people.
I'm just saying, look, we got several black progressive organizations. We got several black progressive organizations in this city alone. Where is the support financially?
Where do you think that has something to do with we've worked over 300 years without being paid? You think it has something to do with that?
What I'm saying
is, you think it has something to do with a lot of the black land and farmland that an article I just read has been stolen from black people? A lot of the wealth.
It could be. So that's what I'm saying.
Does it have anything to do with that? Does it have anything to do with that?
It may do, but you want Jay-Z to commit financial suicide and jump out on a limb and put all his life savings or royalties or whatever, put his neck out, that black people going to fully support what he got going on when you know they not. You know they not.
If this man is a billionaire, what does he have to lose? He already made his money. What does he have to lose?
What he got to lose?
Speaking of power. So you said he should lose the power.
Speaking,
he should just bug down.
Speak it. No, he's not trying to speak. The man trying to do something. I just told you the three bulletin points of the group of the organization.
He was bug dancing.
I just read the points. I just read the three bulletin points of the group that he signed up with, but that's not good enough. That's why I was asking, what do you want Jay-Z to do then? You want him to buy? You want Jay-Z to fund a whole league. That's what you want.
No.
You want Jay-Z to take his money and fund and finance a league. Do you know if he's just one billionaire. The NFL is made up of 32 billionaires.
Why would he have to finance a football league? Well, why does it have to be about him financing the football league? Couldn't he just, do some other things, within the community outside of that, or am I missing something?
Eric Reed, who is Kaepernick's friend, he said Jay-Z doesn't need the NFL to do social change or to address social injustice or black oppression. You don't need the NFL to do that. You dig what I'm saying? When you look at the three bullet points, this is more trignology, and I can't believe that you, my brother Mufasa, is falling for the same language that they're using. You talk about education and economic advancement. What type of education are they talking about? More education to indoctrinate black people into a white supremacist system, basically.
Which is
what our people love.
Let's stop there. Let's try to get at least one more call in, and then you guys can have
it. Yeah, let's try to get another call.
Let's go. This will be our last call. We apologize if we couldn't get to everybody this evening, but we want to make this our last call. Here, area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
I've been waiting outside knocking on the door.
Oh, we got you
got the floor, brother. What you got?
Mufasa's been telling the truth all night long. And Kevin, see, I keep telling you, the reason why y'all get away with this stuff, you ain't got nobody in there to no counterpoints. You need to have counterpoints in your discussions. You don't have it.
I'm listening.
Here's
I'm
the
listening.
Thing. The black players make up 7% of the field right now. Nigerians are going to take a lot of that. And there's write-ups on it. That's why they got camps over in Africa and in Nigeria. But here's the thing. Your viewers are white. They're not blacks. In 2017, your average black viewership was 383,000. Down from 414 in 2016. Heck, your average in 2017, white is like almost 2 million. They're the one that's paying
right.
the bill.
So look.
So they are not going to pay the watch you disrespecting their flag. And there's a lot of blacks is not going to pay the watch that either. You know, you need to be for real. You know, this guy was talking about Ferguson. You wasn't them rioters, protesters, burning down stuff. They weren't going out to Barrington Downs, where blacks drew a line in the street and said, "You don't bring your butts out here." Another point: blacks make up close to 70% of Ferguson. Why in the hell didn't they elect Leslie McFadden for mayor? Well, not mayor, for a council seat. They didn't get out and vote for her. Why did they
couldn't even do that?
Why did they let Knowles, the long-standing mayor, be reelected in 2018? And another point for these organizations, and this is Pionk. You know, I built a lot of jails around here. I built the St. Louis County Jail. I done work in expanding the jail on Hall Street. I done work in building prisons in Bowling
That's
Green and Vandalia.
I'm gonna tell you.
Well,
in a body
well can I say what I gotta say? That's what I say. You like to throw this shit stuff out there. You're damn right. I done it. Look on the downtown skyline. I've done a lot of buildings there too.
Don't lose focus, brother. You was making
so
a
here's
point.
The point.
You're making point.
You don't tell me and Jay Z how to spend our money down there at Cole School, Pomoja. They're on Enright and Vanderbilt. To the people with these organizations, the principal, Miss Angel, said that only 10% of her third grade class is reading at level. 10%. Well, why come ain't nobody down there working with them black kids? They ain't going to do it. And I've been watching them all for a long time. You got a bunch of ratchets, leadership, and these other voices.
Ooh.
That forever talking.
He just
and
ripping
this is
the Band-Aid
Pionky
off.
Talking.
He
so
ripping
no.
the Band-Aid off.
That's exactly what's going on. Get over there to Cole, Pomoja, and help tutor those children in reading. That way, they don't fall in this mythical pipeline to prison that everybody talks to. Because if it get bigger, you guess what? I'm going to be building more prison. That's the opportunity to come down.
Amen.
All those crazy all
right.
crap. That man
all
do
right.
what he
all
want
right.
to with his money. And here's the point. Like I
That's
told
right.
you, so whites
That's,
are the ones paying for that. You cannot have
exactly.
no leverage in the America if you ain't got no money. As you
exactly.
want to say as a group, you can say that if you want to. But most blacks in the United States consider themselves as Americans. They're not Africans. They're Americans.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you,
Carla. Right on. Appreciate it.
Listen, that is our alumni, Mr. Pionky, who will be our special guest. Who will be our special guest next week. So tune in next week for us. Okay, go ahead. Thanks, Carla.
Tune in. Okay. Yeah, let me go real quick. Now, this Collective Minds, we're talking about the Jay-Z sellout doing a partnership with the NFL. This is Cosmic Kev. Now, I want to lay this out, too, because there's been a few questionable moves by Jay-Z that people may not have been paying attention to because they're so blinded with the celebrity of Hova. Now, remember, they were promoting that Jay-Z was a part owner, or he was the owner of the Brooklyn Nets. He was out there with the shovel. He went into Brooklyn and brought the team from New Jersey to Brooklyn. But come to find out, Jay-Z was just the face. They used him. And he owned
less than 1% of the team. This is one of the same things. They used his face to go into Brooklyn and gentrify Brooklyn, build a Barclays Center and all that stuff, raise the rent on folks. Folks had to move. But they used his face because they knew that was his hometown. Now, this is not me saying this. You can go look this up. And he only owned 1%, less than 1% of this particular team. That's number one questionable move. Number two, remember back when he was promoting Tidal as the black-owned streaming service? It was black this, it was black that, ownership this, ownership that. And he posted that picture where the whole staff was white. He was the only black person in the picture, and people got on him about that. That's number two with Tidal. Number three, he did the concert with Hillary and Bill Clinton in Ohio trying to get her reelected. You mean to tell me he's going to align himself with Bill, the known sexual predator, shall I say, who's connected to Epstein, and Hillary, the that calls black children predators? Like, he's aligning himself with these people? That's number three questionable move. Number four is the Ace of Spades thing. He got on Cristal because they said something about black people not drinking Cristal. So he took it upon himself to do this Ace of Spades thing, the gold bottles and so on and so forth, basically to sell this lifestyle to black people, poor black people at that, because people buying these bottles in the clubs, you dig what I'm saying, selling this wine and these bottles for like $300 when the wine is cheap. There's articles online, the Business Insider and Forbes and a few other magazines, where they're basically just selling cheap wine and using his celebrity and face to sell this alcohol to black folks, make it seem like it's prestige or some type of, you know, elevation you're gaining by drinking this type of wine. So there are a few questionable moves that Jay has been doing, and people don't want to speak out on it. Like I said, celebrities are being exposed. First, it was our beloved celebrities are being exposed. And I feel like as black people, we have to call these people out because a lot of times they're undermining the group. They're looking out for self while undermining the group under the guise of social change, or we're for the people, or we speak out, or we do this and that. But on the other hand, they're being controlled by these people. And I'm glad that the veil is being lifted and black people are waking up and calling this stuff out, because this is not right. If you just about the bag, then just get the bag. I'm not knocking what Jay-Z does with his money. He can do his money. He can get his money and do whatever. But don't use the plight of black people and the struggle of black people to get your bag. You dig what I'm saying? Like, that's disingenuous to me. That's not real. Like, just keep it real. You're a capitalist. You're about the money, and you don't really care what happens to foundational black people. You don't care about what happened to black people. You dig what I'm saying? Just say that and come out and be real. You know what I'm saying? And I think he's being exposed, and a lot of the moves that he's making is kind of adding up. It's like, dude, you just about the bag, so don't come with the "I'm here for the people." I'm in these corporate rooms and I'm speaking for the people. No, you're not. You're in these corporate rooms buck dancing. Like, let's stop it. So,
well,
you know, I'm gonna be right there. It's 7:23. I'm gonna let y'all get the last word. You know, thanks to the callers and thanks to the people. It's been a dynamic show. We appreciate you. I'm gonna let y'all go.
Hey, all I'm gonna say is, what do you expect out of somebody who come up from being a drug dealer? He been about the bag his whole career. This ain't nothing new. He been about the bag. He been about when he was talking, you know, filth on his first couple of albums, we wasn't complaining then. We were supporting Jay, going to his concerts, all that. So now here he is making another move, a power move. And now because we're so old and so much conscious, we want to be acting like we're so surprised. No, don't be surprised. Yeah, he been about the bag.
he should be about the bag. We should be about the bag too, be quite honest. Grassroots people, people who want to do, who want change for black people, we should be about the bag too, because you ain't going to get no change without no finances. What they say, what would the song say? No romance without finance. That's the same thing about the upliftment of black people. It comes, it has to be financed. And it, until we get that through our heads, we're going to continue to sit the way we is now. So as far as Jay-Z being used, I don't see it. The man got, he got billions of money. He's a entrepreneur, very smart brother, and came up from the bottom to where he is now. He's not being used. The NFL just did what they supposed to have done, because, hey, they trying to clean up their image because they got so much heat and being accused of, you know, the stuff that black people accuse them of. So now they're trying, whether we want to believe it or not, it could be that they're trying, it could be that they're not. But face value, hey, they threw this out here. We got this organization, Inspire Change. We want to get in. We want to be activists. We want to try it. We want to help. Now, the surface back, surface right. face, they did that. And then we still, and we still,
exactly.
and we
Hilarious.
Surface level,
because
they did
we
that. And
they
we still ain't like with that. Like I said,
because we know they full of
black
it.
People are never satisfied. Never.
Right.
If the if Jay-Z and the NFL don't do nothing, they got something to complain about. If Jay-Z and NFL take their money and do something, black people still ain't happy, ain't what they wanted. Well, how about we just quit looking at all that and we resource our money, grassroots people, to do what we need to do. Later for what Jay-Z talking about and what the NFL talking about, you ain't going to be happy either way. So we need to just maneuver on from that, separate like
right.
I always been saying, wrap
but
your minds around separation,
him.
And
but
move
then you
want
to work with them and see what they're going to do.
I'm not
Which
sitting at the table. I'm not sitting at the table. You don't see me sitting at the table. That's Jay-Z. That's his option. That's
but
his choice. That's what he wants to do. Let him do that. I'm talking about
right.
grassroots people who is here talking about right now what we're talking about, the upliftment of black people. Now, we already know what
right.
Jay-Z on. Jay-Z been about the bag since day one. This ain't nothing new. Whether he talking about selling dope to the people or black people coming together, he been about the bag. There ain't nothing different. So I don't know
right.
why we
so
expecting him to be our black messiah.
Oh, no.
So what we tripping off, so this, what are we so shocked about and so in an uproar about?
Because he's using a black struggle. He's using black oppression to get the bag.
Really?
That's disingenuous. Yes.
I don't see it. I don't see how.
I don't see how you can't see that.
How he can he using black oppression to get the bag.
Injustice.
He's using black oppression. What bag is he finna get from this joint venture with the NFL? Where is
the
bag coming from?
The NFL cut him a bag. The NFL gave
him. Oh, who
him
cut
money.
Him a bag? Well, okay.
The
who
NFL
cut him a bag?
Cut him a bag?
Who cut him a bag? Who cut him a bag? The NFL.
The NFL.
Okay. So if the NFL cut him a bag, that's them. They gave him that money. It ain't like he robbing us or nothing.
But,
what he robbing us of?
No,
what is he robbing us of? What did Jay-Z just rob me and you of by joining it with the NFL? What did he just take out of our pockets? I'm just asking a simple question.
No, because we're looking for Jay to know better and do. Jay said that he knows how to move in a room full of vultures. He
did
not.
You didn't, and I think he did that pretty well. He set himself up, and
he
set himself up pretty good. You just
himself.
Said he got the bag from the NFL. You just said that.
Himself.
So I think, so he in a room full of vultures, and he empowered himself even more. That's moving in a room full of vultures. He just added more to his status. But see, we got the problem because him
to
doing
his
that,
status.
We feeling like, oh, well, it ain't trickling down to us. But that man been about the bag for himself since the 90s.
So why would you defend that and you knowing what type of time he's on these days. He's so-called the woke Hov these days. He's the woke Jay-Z, right?
What I said was, he sat down with the NFL. You wanted the NFL to throw out there some changes, to make some change. They just did. They got a program set and fire change.
Okay,
boom.
Okay.
It's
check
out there.
Check us out next Sunday.
Now, you
this
still
is
ain't happy.
Go on forever. Tune in with us next Sunday.
Hey.
Yeah, baby.